And for another perspective on the Iran nuclear agreement, we turn to Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. Thank you for speaking with me.
Appreciate it. Thanks for doing it.
Congress now has 60 days to take a look at the deal. Have you decided how you'll vote on this?
Well, I have. I'm reviewing the 100-page agreement. I have serious concerns about the agreement itself. It does not dismantle Iran's program, which I think is important to do as we look at their state sponsor of terrorism and what they could do with nuclear weapons capability. In fact, it allows them to continue enriching and, in fact, continue research and development on the most advanced centrifuges. In addition to that, I was quite surprised to see that the administration has agreed to lift the arms embargo against Iran in 5 years, and also the UN resolution on their missile program in 8 years. The reason that's of concern is they are the largest state sponsor of terrorism in the region. They've continued to support terrorism in Yemen, support groups like Hezbollah and Hamas, the murderous Assad regime, the Taliban. And so if they could get access to arms, I know Russia's indicated they want to sell arms, with also the money relief for this agreement, will they continue to plow that into terrorism, which some of our national security officials have expressed concern about that. So I was really surprised to see even the arms embargo and missile resolution on the table here. That the administration from the beginning has said that they're trying to separate the terrorism issue from the nuclear program, but this clearly intertwines them in a way that gives me deep concern in terms of how are we going to motivate Iranian behavior on those issues.
Well, what about the fact that under the agreement, Iran will reduce its current stockpile of low-enriched uranium by 98%?
Certainly, I'm glad that they're reducing their stockpile, but you don't need enriched uranium for peaceful nuclear power. And as we look at them keeping their infrastructure to allow them enrich and to allow them to continue research and development on more advanced centrifuges. And many of the provisions in the agreement are only over years period, whether it's 10, 15 years. We're still reviewing each of those, so it's not permanent reductions in some of these what they can do in enriched uranium. So I think that's a real issue. I think that dismantling the enrichment capability would be a much stronger result in terms of our interests.
What about the fact that a lot of people are saying that even a bad deal is better than no deal? Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I don't agree with that statement. First of all, I think a bad deal is better than no deal. No, we just need a good deal. I'm not against an agreement. I just want it to be one that is verifiable, transparent, and one issue, and also dismantles their program and addresses their support for terrorism. But I think that one thing that needs to be paid careful attention to as Congress reviews this is the inspections regime. We would expect with a country like Iran to make sure there's compliance with the agreement. I think it should be anytime, anywhere inspections. And we're hearing that in looking at some of the initial provisions that Iran will be able to challenge inspection at some of the facilities, including the military facilities. So those are some issues that need to be addressed and I think will be debated as we look at this agreement. I have to go to vote. I apologize.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Thanks so much.